This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yes, hello.
Why were you desperate to speak then?
It was weird. You said it on a different sort of... You normally go, hello, you.
Listen.
It was strange. You phrased it differently, and
I'm
I think everyone got a fright.
Mix it up a little bit.
Right, okay, great.
I've been doing this for like a long, long time.
Long.
And I'm just trying to make it a little bit... I'm just, you know, every week I'm just like, hey, listen, something different.
Yeah.
Dealing and
oh, what a very slight inflection different on your, on the way you introduce it.
Did you notice?
Well, I did, yeah.
Threw absolutely. Us off.
Didn't like it. Don't like change. Don't
I
like change.
You don't like change.
I don't like
we've
change.
Got to, no, we've got to keep it interesting, keep people listening, keep them coming back every week.
New content, new segments? Nah, just say the word that you always say, slightly different.
That's the plan. And there plan. We go.
It's another Plonkcast. Cheers.
It is. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh,
that's a good one. Oh, God.
Honestly, we haven't drank for 3 days. And then having this.
Oh, saying it like that sound makes us sound terrible. We
3 days.
Drank for 3 days.
3 days is good for us.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
That's really good.
Well, I haven't because I've been driving back and forth to gigs. So I've been.
Well, why
doing
haven't
stand-up.
I?
Because I haven't been here to go, have a drink, man, you slag.
Well, yeah, actually, that might. Oh, my word.
No, don't.
It's you, babe. You're the reason why I put on 5 stone. It's your fault. This is your fault.
Oh, just like that. You know what it is? When I'm in the house relaxing, I just like a little cheeky little peeve. Mm-hmm. But I've been driving back and forth to my gigs because live comedy's back. So that's been amazing.
Yeah.
I got that out of my system. Mm-hmm. Just tired now. But, you know, you can't have it all. But yeah, happy days.
That's something I want to talk about when we get to the proper bit.
Oh, yes. Because this is just the beginning
this
bit.
This is the beginning.
It?
So let's crack
beginning
on.
Bit. Let's crack on. Guys, it is episode 131.
Wow.
And
that's
it is another Plonkcast. Another Plonkcast that we're having. We've 2 Plonkcasts in a row, which is exciting.
Yeah,
let's see how far we can get.
It.
We opened a bottle of expensive wine and we brought it upstairs. Even though Sandra's downstairs having a glass, we brought it upstairs into the little office because we didn't want her to drink it without words.
So, well, I mean, listen.
It really came in with it. Did you even top her up before you
I
left?
I did top her up.
Right, okay.
She doesn't deserve it, though, but no,
wow.
I'm joking.
Well, she's got the kids, so, I mean, drinking on the job.
Drinking on
what
the job.
What the fuck is that? But, yes, it's episode 131. We hope you're all lovely and happy and well, wherever you are. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
What bullshit are you going to spout off today?
This week's sponsor is... Sparkling water.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Are you thirsty? Eh?
Mm.
Yeah.
I am. Do you know what it
parched?
Is? I am parched.
Yeah. Just been handed a lovely bottle of water, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice big drink of it. Ooh. Go on. Take that lid off.
Uh-huh.
Get your laughing gear around
there. Yeah.
Go a bit down you. Go a bit down you. Oh, my God! This isn't water. It's all the fizz from pop with none of the taste. It looks like liquid, but it's somehow fucking dry. How's it? It's dry in me mouth. When will the pain end? Oh, God. How did I not know it was sparkling? Because they make it so fucking hard to tell the difference between still and sparkling. And my theory is the only reason they're selling sparkling is because people are buying it by accident, not knowing that it's still.
Well, right, okay. Yes, I agree. It was rotten once upon a time, but I think the older you get, honestly, I can often appreciate a sparkling water with a slice of lime or lemon and some ice.
Nah.
And it makes me feel a little bit too lardy-da. I'll have a sparkling water, please, sir.
Disgusting. Yes. Get in the bin. It tastes like, you know, can you remember that big thing at school where
soda
you put
stream.
Your... No.
Oh.
Jesus.
What?
School. Fucking soda stream at school. talking about?
Well, sorry, I didn't realise you'd said school.
Just weren't listening. just wanted to shout Soda Stream. Fuck me.
Right, what are you talking about?
Remember the Van de Graaff? Big word! In science, you'd put your hands on it and your hair would stand up.
The Van de Graaff?
It's called a Van de Graaff, wasn't it? It was the big metal ball in your science.
You had one of them in school?
And you'd put your hands on it, yeah, and your hair would stand up on the end.
Why did you have that
in school?
I
forgot you went to a shitty school.
I didn't go to a shit school.
You obviously did if you didn't have a big Van de Graaff.
I went to a voluntary aided school.
Right, okay.
That'll be why we didn't have a Van de Graaff. It wasn't shit. It was absolutely flipping brilliant.
Okay, well, you always gang on about how good your school was, but you didn't have a static electric. Do you know what I mean? When you put your hands on it and your hair stands up on end, you get all static.
Christopher, I worked at the gadget shop. I know exactly what you mean.
Well,
we used to sell them by
the point
by
is,
gallon.
If you could put a fucking tap on that, the liquid that come out would taste like static. It's water, sparkling water.
Oh, Jesus, is that where you were going with that?
Because you made us go around the fucking house, didn't you? Because you don't know what a Van de Graaff is, you scumbag.
Van de Graaff.
Is it Van de Graaff? I've probably said it
probably
wrong.
Probably said it wrong.
I'm gonna have to honestly, do you know what it is, right? I'm going to Google it, and do you know what I'm preparing myself for? I'm preparing myself for the apology at the beginning of the next section, so you can all fucking enjoy that, you bunch of dicks.
Here's the jingle, and look forward to it being called the Ball of Lightning.
A standy hairball. Oh, God, I hate myself.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's...
The Van de Graaff generator is an electrostatic generator which uses a moving belt to accumulate electric charge on a hollow metal globe on the top of an insulated column, creating very high electrical... I can't read that next word. But listen...
What's the current?
I don't know what the word is.
Let me see.
Potentials? Potentials? Is it potentials?
Potentials.
Electric potentials. Yeah, I just, I could read the word potentials, but I didn't think it was right, so I thought I was saying it wrong.
I mean, it doesn't sound right in that context, but
listen,
anyway.
Listen,
well done, Van de Graaff.
Van de Graaff. Van space, D-E, space, Graaff.
What's
so
that?
Obviously the fella.
Van, Vanderbar.
What?
Is it just German? Wunderbar. Oh, it's German.
Wow. Doesn't... Thinking out loud. Crikey.
Wow.
Hey,
listen, so this wine's got in my head.
Didn't have to apologise. I'm already tipsy. It's so bad. It's because I'm so tired and I've had such a stressful little day. And then you throw some wine in and you go, oh, okay.
Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about, right? Okay. So, Robin started school, last September, reception. Mm. So we'd never really experienced the whole summer holiday thing. He was just a toddler and he was just always about, but whatever. He was, because nurseries are open during the summer holidays, so he used to do a couple of days there or whatever. Bloody hell. Summer holidays, right? How do people...
I've had enough.
Who made up summer holidays expect parents who've got jobs to find childcare? I don't understand why has nobody ever petitioned against summer holidays before now.
I feel like we should. I really feel like we should.
Honestly, what you meant to do? Who has your kids? What if we didn't have? Because we're so lucky, we've got grandparents. They've got their grandparents, our parents who are retired, thank the Lord.
Yeah,
but in other situations where grandparents aren't, what do people do? Why has nobody ever... Why isn't this complained about more?
My mum used to send me to, a daycare thing in a school. And I used to, hate going.
Mm.
But I used to always go, and now I know why. Because she just couldn't have... I mean, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Just fucking stay off work for six weeks. It's mental.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And then, obviously... I think it's disgusting that people ramp the prices up because they know the kids are off school and they know that people take holidays. Just disgusting. Anyway, I'm just annoyed about it.
I also feel like we hand them back to the teachers. So they've been at school and they've done a year of progression in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we hand them back and they've sort of gone back a good two months.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's look, he's forgot a lot of the shit you taught him because I have just had him on a fucking iPad for 6 weeks. But that's your fault for having 6 weeks off, not mine. That's your fault.
It's a long time. I'm not being funny. On 4 weeks, three to 4 weeks, I think would be quite sufficient. 6 weeks.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
Fed up.
Shit the bed. Hey,
big shout out to the teachers. You've got it sewn up, haven't you? You've got it made. You're fucking geniuses.
On the other hand, though, I have to say I have got... My two best friends are teachers. And I used to work in schools.
Yeah.
Teacher, it's a it's a flipping hard job.
Hey man,
you take a lot of work home on a night out.
Every
time,
don't email anyone for a teacher. We're only joking. But when I was on the One Show during all this, I was always giving shout outs to the teachers all the time. It was one of the only things I got compliments for off me.
Oh, was it?
Time on the One Show. I tweeted for man spreading a couple of times. Thanks for that, everyone. That was nice.
Oh, that was funny.
Pandemic looming. What they're going to do? What's going to happen? His legs are open on the telly. I'm going to email in. Well, good. Well, I'm glad. Glad your priorities in the right place. Wash your fucking hands, dick.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So, it's very aggressive this week. This is a nice bottle of wine. Chris got sent some expensive bottles of wine from his manager. What was it for? Your birthday?
Fucking hell. What was it for? It was for my birthday. That was at the beginning of this month. You know that thing that you got me a fan for? You know, I don't even talk about that. On my birthday morning, I opened up my present, and it was a fan. It was an electric fan.
Honestly, you ungrateful little shit.
It was an electric fan.
Oh, little twat. How horrible are you? It was to put around your Peloton to cool you down when you're on there.
What part of the Peloton should I put it on?
The handlebar? That's what it wraps around?
But then I'll not see the screen.
Oh, well.
Thank you. What, am I going to put it around the telly at the top?
Oh, well.
Well, there we go.
How ungrateful.
Oh, how ungrateful. I don't like the present you got us. That doesn't work. It isn't practical. Jesus. You must have got us a fucking bucket of soil. I'd have appreciated it more. I've got some plants to pot.
Anyway, Chris got these very expensive bottles of wine from his manager.
From someone who actually likes us.
I was just surprised because they are very pricey, and I was quite surprised that it was just for a birthday, not like
it
a big celebration.
It was a full box of them. It was like 12 of them in the box.
So anyway, we're doing that thing where we went to open it earlier on, and we googled the price, and my mum was like, no, we can't open it. And then you go, Sandra, they end up owning you.
Yeah.
Remember when you got that bottle of champagne? Yeah, when we first got together, the same manager got you a really expensive bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
And we didn't open it for years, and I genuinely think when we opened it, it didn't taste as nice as it would have. Because I know you can keep them for a long time, but I think it was just... And now I live by the, you can't let things own you. The nice bottle. I want another glass of this.
Just that. Your mom said, don't open that now. Wait until a special occasion. And I said, a special occasion just means that there'll be more people here to drink it. Like, if we open it now, at least all three of us can just have a smash at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, Rosie, there's little red wine droplets going everywhere. It's all down the bottle. Oh, she's licking the side of the bottle. Oh, God. God, what a clip. Put it on the dark bit of the cup. Oh, yeah, put it on the wood. There we go.
You're right. And then the thing is, if you open a really nice bottle of wine when there's loads of people there and you're like, oh, got this for my birthday, you get like a thumbnail and then you go, well, that was delicious, but I've had to share it. I'm 70, so...
Sorry, you get a what?
A thumbnail? Thimble.
Fucking hell. Were you trying to say you get a thimble and you said a thumbnail?
I've been on a night out, mate.
Just when I thought you'd done them all. Thumbnail? I thought that can it be right, what she's just said.
I didn't know. Is that not a saying? No.
No. A thumbnail?
Jesus. Oh, hey, listen. If you're on your run, good.
Stop slagging people off for
running. I'm not. Kate, I've started running again. Don't you dare. I'm a runner now. Peace out. But if I just think it's funny if people listen to this and they're on a run and we're just like, it's Sunday night pissed.
What are you gonna do?
Anyway, so I've slagged off some of my holidays. That's what I wanted to talk about.
I'm a comedian again.
Yes,
I'm
doing
stand up again.
I'm so glad.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Got your little twinkle back.
Oh, honestly, it was so incredible getting back on stage and like chatting to the crowd and coming up with things off the top of your head. Mm-hmm. And I had to listen to my show. Mm-hmm. It was the strangest thing. It took us 2 hours to listen to it. Not to get through it, to press play, it took us 2 hours from sitting. It was a recording from March the 13th, 2020 at the Customs House in South Shields. That was the last time I did this tour. That was the night I finished it.
Because didn't we get locked down the night you were meant to start your tour?
So the night I was meant to start, the way it happened, I was supposed to do the Hackney Empire on the Friday, and he came out and said, don't go to theatres and stuff.
When?
So they pulled it that week. So I'd literally did March. Well, no, but this was the one I've been listening to, the Customs House one, was like a Tuesday night or something.
Yeah.
And then that week I was supposed to start the Hackney on that Friday. Mm-hmm. And he went, don't go to pubs and bar. You know, when he didn't shut them like a fucking arsehole and he just like said, don't go to them. Remember?
Oh, well, yeah.
Creating a massive big pile of shit for everyone.
Because they don't want to get sued.
Yeah, that was it. So then, right, what they did was they did that and then I did the one show instead. And then literally the Monday they shut down. Mm. But yeah, it was so strange. I sat and I got it up. I got the recording up on my phone and I went and pressed play and it took us 2 hours of procrastinating to press play because I was terrified of listening to it.
Well, because you didn't think it would be funny.
I was like, what if I don't like the material? Mm. What if none of it makes sense? Like, I couldn't even remember it. What if it was all about how I love shaking hands and licking strangers on the teeth? Like,
remember when you could just go on holiday and not fill in?
There is a bit where I say book a holiday and I have to say what was that? I added a line there before all this amber gambling. I think was the line I added. But yeah, it was really strange. I was listening to a different man. It was a different man doing stand up.
Oh, Chris.
He was a man with one child. And he had no idea what toll a global pandemic could take on
him. So is Rafe not in your new show?
Rafe does not feature in the new show
at
all.
Oh, no.
Doesn't feature.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, does not feature.
You're not going to slip him in at all anyway?
Yeah, no, there's been amendments. But as it stood, he wasn't in it at all. Oh. But yeah, he's mentioned.
Oh, now he's the best little treacle in the world, isn't he?
Yeah, but I'm back. I'm doing stand-up again. It was amazing. And the tour's on sale and I'm buzzing. I can't wait to crack on with it.
Okay.
And our tour. It's going to be great.
You're talking like I'm interviewing you, which is weird.
I was telling everyone
else. Save that for your radio interviews.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You all right?
Oh, okay. Good.
All right.
Get a bit leery, are you?
Really reel yourself in.
Take your time with that wine. Just a thumbnail at a time. Dickhead. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Shit.
You all right?
Hello.
Hello, you're right, Chris. Barry.
Hello, Barry.
Barry. Yeah, nice to... No, I haven't been for a while, but I thought I'd just check in, see how you're doing. Like, hi.
Hey. What the hell?
Oh, I've just got a recording contract with Simon Cowell. That's my new song I'm bringing out.
Hey, the new.
I'm Scottish.
What the fuck has happened? Barry, what's happening to your voice? Barry, it's almost like we haven't spoken to you for so long. Rosie's forgot what your voice is. Now you're laughing like a woman. This is awful.
Hey.
This is horrible.
I've got to go.
Bye, all right.
Lovely to chat to you.
Oh, short and sweet.
I hope the tour goes well.
Thank you.
It's lovely that you're back doing what you love.
Oh.
I'm really happy for you.
Thanks, mate. You still doctor?
Still doctoring. Got this dead busy. Oh, chock-a-block. Chock-a-block. Got gallstone to bloody arseholes. Till breakfast time. If you ever need a little nip tuck, you know where to come.
Are you a surgeon as well? A plastic surgeon?
What did you think I did?
So you're a plastic surgeon and a normal surgeon?
Oh, I do the lot. I'm like a triple threat of doctors.
You're like...
Got the lot. I sit in the GPs, then I'm at the hospital, I go to the A&E, and then I'll scrub in every now and again.
Right, okay.
A very clever man.
Right, okay.
Very clever man.
Okay. You sound like the one off The Simpsons,
the
dodgy one. Hi, everybody.
Oh, I like him. A good friend of mine.
Okay, well
done.
See
you later.
Well done.
Bye.
Great, bye. Bye. Jesus.
What do you mean? I think I'm pissed.
Never
but
in
I'm
the world.
I'm having a good time.
So am I.
I'm so sorry to everybody listening to this. But we've done a lot of these now. We're allowed to be drunk on one of them, aren't we?
I think people missed it. Everyone was quite buzzing that last week was a plonkcast, but you know, yeah. So my beef with you, or do you want to go first?
No.
I'll go first. My beef with you this week, you, and I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I may have, but you did it again today, and it's just that you do it every day, and it's so irritating.
Wow.
I wake you up. It's normally if you've had a lie in, you wake up, and I go, are you all right? And you go, oh, no, I'm not well. And I go, every time, guys, every fucking time. You're right, love. You told us to wake up at 9:30. It's 9:30.
Half nine. I wish it was 9:30.
Well, sorry, it was 9:15 today.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Because it was half eight.
I came and got you a 9:15 today.
Did you?
Yes. 9:15 I came and got you. Because you were up all night with Rafe. I'm not slagging you off. But I could come up.
No, I was, yeah.
9:15, darling. Are you all right? Oh, yeah. And then you come downstairs. Or sometimes you stay in bed and I bring you coffee up or whatever.
That's lovely. I do appreciate that.
I go, are you okay? And you go, no. Oh, God, I'm not well. I'm not well. And I go, here we fucking go. What's wrong? Oh, I just feel bad. And I always go, well, just wait, you know, wait till you've woke up properly and have a coffee, see how you feel. 10 minutes later, oh, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Nothing wrong. And this morning you went, I'm not well. I flat out went, you're tired. You're just tired. Every single day you wake up, you confuse being ill with tiredness. It's pathetic.
I'm really tired.
It's so pathetic. I'm not, I feel terrible. I'm not well. Honestly, give yourselves 5 minutes, go and have a piss, splash some water on your face, splash some piss on your face, I'm not bothered. Have a coffee and then come back to us, because fuck me.
All right.
Every
day. Okay. Not every day.
Nearly every day.
I do it a lot. No, wow. I do. I'll admit it. Okay. No, because honestly, when I wake up every day, I just feel horrific. I don't know. I can't describe it any other way. Every day when I get out of that bed, I just feel like I want to die. It doesn't last long, thankfully. It does go. It's usually once I've had a cup of coffee, but it's there and it's real.
I can't argue with that.
So, yeah. I don't know how to describe it.
If anyone in the history of the world has ever owned something, that is I do that. Well and truly owned. Don't clap yourself.
Oh, I mean, listen, I just feel terrible every day. Okay, my beef with you, Chris. Mm-hmm. Is you keep beckoning me to the fish tank to look at the fish, and it's infuriating because I couldn't give less of a shit about them fish.
Listen.
And I feel a bit, can I just say, I just feel a bit bad because obviously we've got living creatures in the house.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about them at all. If one of them died tomorrow, I wouldn't shed a tear. Wouldn't give it a second thought.
Well, dang it, as long as I'm not going to cry if they die, but I'd be upset.
Stop telling us to come and look at them. And when you do, you go, oh, there he is. And because one of them was a bit depressed, the dickhead was a bit depressed.
Bubbles was a bit depressed.
He's not anymore. And then every time I walk past, he goes, look at him, there he is. And I couldn't give a shit.
Because I've sorted it.
Right,
I sorted it.
I'm glad.
I turned ironically, Bubbles didn't like the bubbles, so I turned the bubbles down because the pump was too hard. So he was hiding loads. So I sorted the water out and everything. I changed the lights. I turned the lights off on a night. I made sure he got fed, and I just basically waited. And now he likes the environment and he's swimming around. And I'm proud of myself.
Great.
I've helped him out of his little depression, much like I do with you every fucking morning when you get up. So there.
Hey. Listen, if you turned the bubbles on every morning, I'd be flipping buzzing.
What does that mean?
I don't really know. Champagne or hot tub. Take each one. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public.
Public. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us whatever you like. Embarrassing stories, confessions, would you rathers, office polls, other people's embarrassing stories. We don't give a fuck. We'll keep you all anonymous. We're not bothered. They keep coming in thick and fast. And I checked a few this morning. I got some. I collated some to read today. And then just before doing this, I thought I'll pop in again. More had come in. And I found a couple more corkers. Okay, going to hit you with some medical knowledge here.
Oh, I love medical knowledge.
Something that I wasn't aware of. And after reading this, I genuinely did a bit of research on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a thing.
Okay.
And I couldn't believe it.
Okay.
Dear Rosie and Chris, I was introduced to your podcast by my fiancé just before the pandemic started. I did a charity walk for cancer in teenagers during the first lockdown and climbed my stairs the amount of times it would take, get this, to hike up Kilimanjaro.
Wow. God, some people did some wacky shit during lockdown, didn't they?
Annoyingly, she hasn't put how many times it would be up our stairs.
Oh, what?
But I would love to know.
What a cliffhanger.
I would love to know. So, well done. That's amazing.
Well done.
She said she listened throughout the journey and it made the experience a lot more fun. So,
oh, nice one.
Very well done.
I would like to do that.
I don't think our carpet on the stairs could take it. Not that we're you fucking clomp.
Wow.
You'd wear it down.
That's one of the worst things you've ever said to me.
You clomp.
Oh,
I've told
sorry.
You clomp.
Why?
You clomp. I can just hear you miles away. We've got like solid wood stone floors
honestly,
downstairs and you clomp on them.
Your Honour, get that divorce papers. Get that, what they're called here, the judge.
Your Honour, get the judge here.
Yeah.
Your Honour, get the judge here.
Listen to this in court, and then you'll all understand why I'm leaving him. Right. And I'll have the house and kids, thank you very much.
I mean, fucking foundations are knackered off you clomping around all the time.
Wrap them up in a bowl.
It's fucking subsiding on the bits you walk on. Now, you just... Oh, sorry, I'm not saying you're heavy. I'm just saying you make yourself loud.
I mean, it sounds
loud.
Like you're saying I'm heavy.
No, you're just loud. You're a loud walker. It's fucking horrific.
It's like me present to be known.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. You're going to be a ninja. Right. Please keep me anonymous. This happened late 2020 and happened to my friend's mum. Oh. It's 100% true as her mum confirmed it on the friend's hen party this weekend.
Nice. Okay. Right.
My friend got a call from her mum to say that her husband, brackets my friend's stepdad, had been rushed to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you? Friend got a call from a mum to say that the husband, who's the stepdad...
Yes, a mum's partner.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes I have to slow down on them things because I had to sit and read it. I went like cross-eyed when I read it this morning.
Yeah,
I couldn't
work it out. I understand that.
Mum's partner. I phoned it. Hey, me husband, your stepdad is in hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very active man. He swims, has ran marathons, and is genuinely quite healthy. Understandably, everyone was very worried. My friend's mum explained that he was acting really strange. He kept repeating himself and couldn't remember anything. My friend's mum asked him the names of his three grandchildren, and he could only remember two out of three.
Oh, no.
He wasn't even aware the third existed.
Is it a stroke?
The other two are going to hold that over him for a while, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Has he had a stroke, bless
well,
him?
He didn't know the name of the family dog, and when she asked him what year it was, he answered, it's 2013.
Mm.
My friend's mum used to work for the Stroke Association, and she was adamant that this is what must have happened.
Oh.
I mean, you know, I don't want to ruin the end here, but this is a comedy podcast. That's not what happened.
Oh, so he didn't have a stroke?
That would be the... Why would I read that out?
I know, I'm like...
And he had a stroke. Thanks for your email. Hope he's better. Next one. Hey, Chris and Rosie. Love that. I mean, come on. Come on. Fucking hell. I know you sometimes don't trust me to go through the questions, but come on.
Okay.
Give
us
some fucking credit. Right. He didn't have a stroke.
Right.
They were all very worried and he was taken to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
When they got there, the doctors asked the routine questions and asked if they had done anything unusual or out of routine. Mm-hmm. Maybe something had happened that morning, they said. They answered no and they were still very puzzled. The doctor then asked if they had had sex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, they had. But what had that got to do with anything? The doctor then explained that my friend's stepdad was suffering from... recurrent coital amnesia.
What?
This is amnesia that is triggered from having sex.
Shut up.
She had quite literally fucked his brains out.
Hang on, what?
During a morning romp. And this is where the saying comes from. That, I don't know if that's where the saying comes from, but that I had to Google afterwards. You really intense sex, a really intense orgasm, can bring on amnesia.
Shut up.
Isn't that unbelievable? I was on the internet for ages Googling it this morning. His amnesia lasted around 7 hours and he still can't remember the events after sex. He doesn't remember the hospital or the paramedics.
No way.
Isn't that incredible?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
God, they must have really been going at
Shit,
it.
Shit, fucking well done
Jesus
her. Like,
Christ.
Understandably, they were very worried at the time, but it has given them and I'm sure the doctors a good giggle in a very difficult year. It hasn't happened again since, but is something maybe a few more people should be aware of. Wow.
Wow. Well, I will be aware of that. Next time we're going at it, I'll be like, take your time. We've got places to be. Imagine if we did it. Imagine if we did it the day of the show of our tour. And then you couldn't remember anything. I'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, look at me. Look what I did.
The show's an absolute nightmare. You can have your money back. But hey, big pat on the back for me from an arena full of devastated and annoyed people. He's so arrogant. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, when I was wee, this must be from Scotland.
When I was wee,
Sassenach. Maybe aged four, my pet rabbit Thumper died. Thumper, very, very classic name.
Standard. I think we've all had a Thumper.
My dad thought this would be a good opportunity to teach me about death, and so got me to help dig a bunny grave in the back garden.
Yeah.
We dug a hole for a bit, then popped Thumper into the hole. It quickly became...
What?
It quickly became apparent that the hole wasn't quite big enough.
Oh.
So my dad took the spade and chopped Thumper in half.
What? In front of her?
Took the spade and chopped Thumper in half. And folded him in on himself. Brackets. Brackets, the noise was sickening.
Oh my god! This is horrific. It's so bad. This was their family pet. This was...
What a fucking stupid man.
That's like sadistic.
Oh god. Just fucking... Hole's not long enough. Hold on, watch. Whack! Crikey, man.
That's awful. That's trauma. There's some childhood trauma for you again.
Oh man,
it's bad that. Anything else happen?
Oh man, that's literally it. I love little short and sweet ones.
Wow.
Like that.
And sweet.
Just yeah, traumatic, harrowing, scarred for life. Oh my gosh.
That is bad.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Can't really believe I haven't sent this story in yet, but you know, little kids, sorry, it's long, but it's worth it. Yes, I know,
little kids. We understand.
I know.
Busy, busy, busy.
Especially the 6 weeks holidays. I am behind on everything, just everything pleasurable in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm currently not doing.
Got you.
So there you go. So this happened a few years ago when my little boy was 1 year old. I'm a doctor. Sorry, this is not a thing up the butt story or anything medically related at all.
Move on.
No, it's not.
Don't waste me time.
It's just,
waste me time.
Doctors, that's funny, actually, because she had no reason to tell us that she's a doctor.
Yeah. Or she just put it in there.
I'm a doctor.
By the way, I'm a doctor. So, can I have large fries? And I'm a doctor. Is the milkshake machine working? I have a strawberry milkshake as well, please. And one more time for good luck.
One to town, please, for the doctor.
I would tell everyone. Yeah.
I know, to be fair, it's a pretty ace job, isn't it? I'm not.
Hi,
yeah.
Do you do doctor specials? No, this is Domino's. Okay, just checking. Just being a doctor and stuff. What does it say from your phone number? Because I phoned in from the practice, my practice, because I'm a doctor. No, okay, cool. Yeah. Actually, I don't want a pizza because you know they're unhealthy. Because I'm a doctor. I might start phone places and doing it, even though I'm not a doctor.
You totally would. Oh, but God. You could do the same if you were a lawyer as well.
I would do it all the time. Yeah, if I was a lawyer. Did I ever tell you about a mate of mine who crashed his car at college?
No.
So he was pulling out of, he had a Fiat Punto, mm-hmm. And he was pulling out
Spirito
of...
De Punto.
Oh God, he used to do this thing. I can't remember his name, he was a friend of a friend, but he used to do this thing where he would pull out of where... Can you remember where the Martech was in Shields College?
Yeah, well, tell me about him. I might have went out with him.
No, you didn't know him. You didn't know him, he was a different group of friends. No. But he the MarTech was like a bar, mm-hmm. and he'd pull out of where that was, and it was only like a 1.1 punto, mm-hmm. but he'd do this thing where he'd put his foot down and he would like throw himself back into his seat as if as if he was in a Tesla. Do you know what I mean? As if he was like,
I would have been impressed.
We just go, look at him throwing himself back in his seat. He's only fucking moving. But he pulled out and someone crashed into him. And it was their fault.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a young lad. And the young lad got out and went, that was your fault. And he went, no, that was your fault. And he went, well, my dad's a lawyer. So I'll take you to court. I'm going to say it's your fault. And he just left it.
Wow.
He just left it. He paid for the damage himself.
Shit. But mm-hmm. maybe that dad isn't a lawyer and his real dad, who may be, a joiner, has said, if you ever have a car crash, just say I'm a lawyer.
Fucking banging,
because my mum and dad always told me to say that my dad's a policeman.
That your dad's a policeman?
Yeah, if you ever get in trouble.
Say your dad's a policeman. Policeman. What, by the police?
Put the guns down, officer. My dad's a policeman.
Right, so in this story, the armed response are there, or you're in America, and you're telling the police. That is the stupidest bit of advice. Me dad, you tell the police that your dad's a policeman. Oh, who? What's his name? Oh, Derek. Where's your policeman? Oh, my house. Are you lying? Yeah. To the police? Yeah. Brilliant. Your mum's in it. After this, remind us to go and tell your mum she's an idiot when I go downstairs.
Yeah. No, they are idiots, but that's fair enough.
Tell them your dad's a policeman. That is so stupid. Impersonating a police officer or impersonating a family member?
But the best thing was, when I started going out with the police officer... Remember when I used to go out with the police officer? His dad really was a police officer. So I was like, I can now use your dad and I'm not lying.
But you could say him. Why would he say his dad? Your partner was a bit fucking hell. This is absolutely painful. Can we get Robin in? Because this is like doing a podcast with a 5-year-old. Oh my God.
Officer, once I saw somebody who was a police officer in the street.
Officer, don't shoot. I've got all of Police Academy on video. Dick.
Right, okay, so this person said...
Do you want to get mixed up and start calling the police officer's dad? Dad! I'm sorry, Dad! Sorry, what?
Oh, hey, listen. Come on. Right, I'm a doctor. Yeah, you said that. And put my son to bed, got ready and went to work the night shift, saying goodbye and reminding my husband he needed to give him his inhaler overnight.
So it is relevant that she's a doctor?
No.
Because she's doing a night shift.
She could have worked flipping Asda doing a night shift.
Right, okay, and there's an inhaler involved.
There's an inhaler for our son.
Right,
because
our
son, it says here, was a bit wheezy.
Right, okay, fair enough.
So our son's a bit wheezy.
Fair enough.
So he needs his inhaler.
Okay.
And then... she's told her husband that he'll need it during the night. She's going to do the night shift.
Got you.
My husband woke at just gone midnight. Thought to himself he would give the inhaler now instead of at around 1 a.m. He then heard a weird sound. He describes it as a moan. At first, he thought it was our son. But when it happened again, he realised it definitely was not. Feeling a little, perhaps a lot, scared... he got out of bed and the noise continued. So I'm imagining like a zombie. Yeah. He realised that it sounded like a person. He went to the bedroom doorway and said, hello, and switched on the landing light. God, you'd be terrified, wouldn't
you? Yeah, I'm actually terrified of this story.
At that moment, a man with a skinhead raised his head up off our spare bed where he was lying down and then put it back down again. He said nothing and continued the strange moaning.
What the fuck?
My husband shat himself and ran downstairs in his boxers and rang the police. Not knowing who it was or what the hell they were doing there or if they were dangerous, I guess... once he got downstairs, he realised he had left our son asleep
upstairs, in the
room next door to the mystery intruder
and
went back up
it.
To get him, waking him up and taking him downstairs.
Gee whiz.
Whilst on the phone to the police, he attempted to get dressed from clean washing in the utility room.
Brilliant.
Love that. And told them there was a man on his spare bed. They asked several questions, but mostly whether my husband was sure he did not know him or was expecting anyone, because you would ring if you did.
Fucking hell, and, man. What a girl.
The love
I,
that
I, I'd be like, literally send someone now. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, are you sure you didn't know him? Are you sure it's not your mate?
No,
are you
I'd
sure
like,
it's not a mirror? Fuck me.
I'd be like, listen, me dad's a police officer. Why would I ring you? Why would I ring the Wasted
very
Time?
Good, very good. Eh? Very good. Oh, very good.
Look at me learning the comedy. Very Look good. At me.
That was a callback. That was very, Thank very good. Thank you very much. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, listen.
But will you get on with this fucking story? We're all terrified.
Oh, my God. Right? Yeah. My husband waited outside for the police to come with my son, giving him his inhaler. While standing in the cold on
Probably
the drive,
really fucking needed it now, the I poor know, kid.
My husband began to doubt what he had seen. What if the police come and no one is there? What will he see? Anyway.
I'm sorry. I don't think I could stand outside.
What do you mean?
I don't think I could stand outside. I don't think I could go and stand outside and wait for the police to come when there's a man in me
well,
house.
What would you do, though?
Couple of things. I would either try and wake him up.
No, yeah. God, would you?
Well, what's the morning? Is he asleep? Is he pissed? He sounds like he's palatic drunk.
Mm. But still, though, I would just be like, look, stay there.
Depends.
Until...
In all honesty, depends how big he was.
Right, okay.
Massive skinhead, Ross Kemp, I'd leave him.
Yeah.
Possibly gaffer tape him to the bed or tie
right,
him down.
Okay. Name a celebrity who you would wake up.
Smaller, the size of Ryan from Ryan's Toy Review, the little kid. The
I mean,
skinhead.
he's a child.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, that big, yeah. Small, basically,
this is the man.
If the man was smaller
no, name
than me.
A man, name a celebrity man
right, so
who
if
you
he
would
was
wake
size
up.
Of Ross Kemp or bigger, I would leave him. Celebrity man. Okay. The lad from this country, the skinny lad from this country,
Curtin,
or Gareth from The Office, or Martin Freeman, or smaller,
wow.
Drag him down the fucking stairs right. by his face okay. and kick him out my front door.
Okay.
Ross Kemp, or bigger,
sizes,
run and hide.
You're being very sizes.
This is evolution. This is survival of the fittest. This is the strongest survives. This is, if he's smaller than us, I'm ragging him out my house and kicking him to fucking my garden. If right. he's bigger than us, I'm scared. Right.
Fair enough. Sometimes small people though can have loads of adrenaline and that and be really hard.
Right, okay.
I mean, look at
All
Bruce
right.
Lee.
Can I change my answers?
Bruce Lee was short.
I mean, oh my God, you can't put... He was a trained fucking killer. Bruce
yeah,
Lee
how
was...
You, this person might be.
Well, he could be. But what's he doing in a spare bed? He's obviously mortal drunk. Look, either way, can I change my answer?
Right.
Right. I think I would. I've got really
Tom Cruise, he's little, but he's Mission Impossible.
No, I'd fight Tom Cruise any day.
Right.
I would... Gaffer, I've got really strong gorilla gaffer tape, like duct tape. I'd gaffer tape him to the bed. But I'd have to get my son. I'd go stand at that side and I'd loop around and I'd give him it and then you'd have to pass it under
Don't
the bed.
Don't get Robin
and
involved.
Gaffer tape, I would just gaffer tape this
Do
man
not
at the bed.
Do not get Robin involved. Okay. That's some childhood trauma okay. that we'd have to work years getting rid of.
Okay.
Imagine when he's 22 and that with his partner in bed waking up. Ah, what's the matter, Robin? Ah, oh, just when my dad made his handcuff Bruce Lee to the bed.
Why is it Bruce Lee all of a sudden? Fucking hell.
Okay, anyway, two police cars full arrived and my husband let them in and upstairs they went. Does that make sense? It's
two police cars full of cops.
Two police cars full.
Rosie, you know what? The conversation I'm having now and how you're knocking this wine back, I doubt it's the way it's written, love.
No, it is. One is my doctor. Just
one more. Is it not a handwriting?
Probably, yeah. Transcribe this for us. You've probably got a receptionist to transcribe it. And they're like, oh, wow. I don't know what you're saying. Anyway, to my husband's relief, they heard them say, oh, hello there, and turn the lights on and wake the man up. They dragged him up and brought him downstairs, asking him how did he know where he was and did he recognise the house? It became obvious the man was absolutely shit-faced
yep,
and had no idea where he was or what was going on and clearly not in any fit state to be dangerous.
Well, okay, I'll change my answer. I'd have fought him then. If he's politely drunk and he can't
honestly,
stand up, I'll fight him. I'll have him any day now.
So glad that me and you are here together.
Yeah.
He still didn't recognise him or know who he was. After asking him to apologise to the homeowner, to which he said, I should... They took him outside to the cars.
I should.
So the police have said, you need to apologise to the man who lives here.
And he went, I should.
Shit. And he said, I should.
Wow.
My husband sat down with a wired and very excited one-year-old. Oh, he's one of the kids,
oh,
only
no.
one. Oh, my gosh. Who had just had a house full of police and was very much awake.
Bless
he
him.
Then heard a knock on the door and went to answer it. It was the police. It turned out... that the man was the brother of the man who lived next door as his partner came out and took him into the house after seeing him being loaded into a police car.
Wow. So he was in the wrong house just next door.
Yeah.
Do you know, I really thought, yeah, I thought I was expecting the biggest twist ever there.
Oh,
the
sorry.
Police not the police knocked on the door and told my husband and son that they were in the wrong house and they had to go to the house next door. My husband got up to get the inhaler and in his daze had moved my son into the wrong house. Imagine that.
No. It says, however, he went out drinking with the guy from next door and no one knew where he was. And the ending here, moral of the story is, lock your bloody doors, as drunk randoms might sleep in your house. Ours certainly is now.
Yeah, always lock your doors. Who's not locking the front door?
I mean...
What are you doing?
I know.
Always lock your front door.
Why wouldn't you lock your door?
Good God. Well, that was... that was a roller coaster of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking hell. I mean... That drunk bloke, we're exactly like that drunk bloke because we just went round the houses.
We really did. I'm so sorry.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
Just a quick story for you here and a question at the end. Honestly, that's exactly what we expect from you guys.
What?
A quick story and a question at the end.
Yes, that's Happy what days. We want.
Hey, you know what? You don't even need a question at the end sometimes because sometimes we don't even read them out because they're just a bit shit. Now, when I was in year 7... And in my second lesson of the day, maths, I started to feel a tiny bit unwell.
Mm.
Stomach cramps was my main nemesis, but farting was also becoming an increasingly big worry.
Wow.
I wasn't sure what had caused this, but I've always been a gassy person, and it wasn't ever something to be concerned about. It wasn't until I stood up out of the chair to grab something, and it came up to shock me. I felt a wetness in my pants. Brackets, the way I phrased that makes me feel a little queasy. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, it did. It made me feel a bit sick as well. I instantly had a feeling that I'd done the dreaded follow through, and I quickly sat back down to feel a squelch. So she's in year 7. It's our second lesson of the day, maths.
Oh, no.
And she just shat herself.
Oh, shit.
That's the kind of thing at school you don't get over.
No.
Like, you don't, like, as I was reading this,
Is that the story?
No, I've got loads more.
Oh, right.
I'm just saying, just to dissect it before we go any further.
Yeah.
Like, as I was reading it, I saw the faces of the kids I went to school with in the scenario of me shitting myself and people knowing that I'd done it at school.
So
like, it would be the
have
worst.
Have people found out that she's done it?
Well.
Oh, no.
So here I am. Slop. She's gone into real detail. I almost don't want to read it because it's really bad. But she's literally wrote, sloppy poo in my knickers and sit next to the boy I fancied.
Oh, no.
Which sounds like an Avril Lavigne song.
Sloppy poo in my knickers.
Next to the boy that I fancied.
He wasn't good enough for me.
Oh, who, by the way, never found out about this and did become my first boyfriend.
Well, hello. Fucking
well done.
Hello, hello. Well Listen, done. Little shitty pants.
Jesus.
Getting the boys.
I asked him a few times. Now, this is fuck right. I asked him a few times, can you smell anything? And although he did say no, I covered my tracks by telling him that the girl behind us keeps farting. I know this is terrible, but love was on the line here. Girls are devious as fuck. That would never have crossed my mind.
Right, she shit her pants, right?
She shat her pants.
She's still sat there. Why hasn't she gone to the toilet?
Yeah, that does get taken up later on.
Right,
okay. But she sat there
next
to the
boy to
fancy.
I know, but...
Nick has full of cack, right? Cowpat. She's nesting on it like a hen, right? But she's going to him. Can you smell anything? She keeps going, can you smell anything? He's like, no. And then the absolute snake is going, oh, that last behind's far. Boys aren't that clever. Especially in year 7, boys would not think of that. Like, that is devious the way she's thought of that. It's almost, I'm quite impressed that she's just started to see the girl behind's farting.
It's not great, is it?
It's clever though, isn't it? Like, I could not have got away with that. No, I would have literally been, I'd have been like, yeah, I think that girl behind shat my pants. I mean.
No, but you're genderizing that. That's not, I don't think I would have said that.
Okay.
That's not, I've met some devious, horrible boys.
All right, okay.
I don't think it's a girl boy thing.
All right, okay, Jesus.
Take them words out of your mouth. I wouldn't say that, and I'm a girl.
All right, okay. And you did shit yourself at school once, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. I knew you would say that.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everyone?
I think we've talked about it on here before.
Didn't you go, wasn't it like it was like it had been
in
it all day?
Just in
like
my pants all day.
Yeah, yeah, you just had it all day.
To the point where I came home and my mum was just like, what's that smell? And she literally made us all drop trow and I just had a clump of
shit.
That's
when you wish your dad was a policeman. When your mum's making you collectively drop trow, that's terrible. Right. So I seemed to be in the clear and I waited out the rest of my maths lesson. I have told my current boyfriend this story and he was very confused as to why I didn't get up and leave during the class.
Exactly.
And looking back, so am I. Mm. Fair enough. Anyway, at the end of the class...
Can I just say, I don't think I was in year 7 when I shit myself. I can't remember exactly. I don't think I was year 7.
It was GCSEs, wasn't it? Year 11. Oh, no, it was college.
It was sixth form. No, yeah.
Anyway, the end of the class was here, and luckily for me, my mum was a teacher at the school. So as soon as the bell rang, I went straight to her classroom.
Oh.
I took her into the cupboard and explained the situation. She's not the most affectionate or loving mothers, but she certainly knows how to fix a problem. A bit of a grim sentence.
That's really sad. It's really
sad. She's not affectionate or loving, but I tell you what, when you've shot yourself, she's the only one I'd knock on.
He's the one you want around when you catch your knickers.
Cuddles at Christmas, forget it. Knickers full of cack, get her on the phone. Fucking hell.
That's really fucking sad. No wonder she's shitting herself, left, right and centre. A mother doesn't love her.
Gee,
it was horrible. Right.
So without even thinking, she got me to take off my knickers and she gave me a plastic bag and some baby wipes to clean myself up.
I mean, awful.
Then I said, but now I've got no knickers. Stating the obvious, and she asked me why I couldn't go commando. I'm not entirely sure why I couldn't, but I was 12, so I don't think at the time I'd ever gone commando in my life, and I wasn't about to give it my first go at school. So my mum took off her knickers that she was wearing and gave them to me to wear. And she went commando instead.
Oh. Just teaching the youth with your gash out. Oh, hey. Oh. Hey, Mrs. Johnson. How's your badge? Fraser Bird.
Jeez. How many? So, is that, in your school, were you encouraged to ask the teacher, "How's your vag?"
Just every so often. That's, I don't know what's grimmer there. You couldn't have gone commando in year 7.
No,
because you just couldn't have. But then the teacher going commando is a sackable offence. So I'm torn. Is there a how far away do they live from the school? Take a break.
Your mum's
got
the call there. Yeah, go home at dinner.
Go home. Send the kid home.
Goodness me.
Well, we've talked about when I turned up to school without a skirt on, haven't we?
Sorry, can I remember?
Yes,
we have. Do I remember this?
We've
talked about it. You turned up without a skirt on. What were you in again?
So it was the phase of when I was at school, we all used to just wear long coats. You know, when long coats first, well, they didn't first come in, but they were popular at school.
I don't remember any phases at school.
Great, right.
Sorry.
Because you're a sad loser
boy. I remember puffer jackets. Then it was cool to not have a bag. Mm-hmm. And then it was cool to just have a jumper.
So you do remember phases. So
yeah,
you're an absolute
bullshit. Yeah, but they're not real fashion phases. they were my stupid... Right. Yeah. Trainers and a jumper was the coolest thing you could do.
Well, anyway, there was a phase in my school. I must have been in year 10, so I was about 14. Hmm. And you just wore a long jacket.
Right.
And so I put my shirt on, put my tie on, put my tights on, put my shoes on and my coat and my bag, walked all the way to school, got into my first lesson, took my coat off, realised I didn't have a skirt on, put my coat back on, and then I walked back home. To get my skirt.
Did you tell the teacher?
I must have. I can't fully remember. But I just remember taking my coat off and being like, I have no bottoms on. I had tights on, but no skirt. And I was like, oh, all right, well.
Did anyone see?
Yeah, well, of course I did.
Yeah?
The person I was sitting next to, yeah.
Yeah, what was the reaction?
Just like, where's your skirt?
So did you literally go, woof, and just like whip it back on?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then I went back.
Wow. Home.
But I mean... probably would have done it faster if I shit myself.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pity there wasn't a teacher out there who you were related to. You could just have her skirt. So she's written here, I have told a few close friends and family this story and they're always pleasantly giggling away until the end part, which depending on the view of the person, they often think it's somewhere between a little weird all the way to absolutely fucking disgusting. I'm now 20 and I always thought it was just a nice gesture from my mum and never once thought it was disgusting for me to wear knickers that she had been wearing.
Right, no, it's got nothing to do. Right, my disgusting has got nothing to do with the fact that you're wearing your mum's knickers.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's the fact that your mum is teaching a class without any knickers on.
She closes off this email with, many thanks, Amelia. Brackets, this is a fake name, as my mum was a food tech teacher, and I think it's best that no one ever finds out that she had shit-filled knickers in her classroom cupboard sometime in 2011.
Oh, God.
And was going commando at the time.
And had make eggs on. Yeah, I love school stories, you know.
Oh, they're great,
I love stories of school.
So good.
That's so funny.
So good.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Years ago, when I lived back at my mum's, I woke up hungover. I was so thirsty, but hadn't took any water to bed. I was too hungover to get up and go to the kitchen. This next sentence makes you realise how hungover this person was.
Right.
I was too hungover to get up and go to the kitchen for some water.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I had to drink that was close was my hot water bottle.
Oh, fuck off. I'm not having that.
I can feel how hungover
I'm
they are.
Sorry.
Rosie, I can feel
no,
it.
I can feel
the desperation.
No, listen, I have had some absolute sessions, right? Where you want to die the next day.
You have one right
can't
now.
Lift, you can't lift your head up off the pillow. Yeah. I would not stoop to drinking the water out of me hot water bottle.
Gets worse. Bearing in
it
mind.
It can't get worse.
Bearing in mind it was summer, so the water had probably been sitting there for a good 4 months.
Oh, my It's not fresh. It's not even from that night.
No, it's from
months
ago.
She's going to get ill. Yeah. She could die.
Safe to say, it was rank and tasted that bad that I had to get up anyways and go get a drink to get rid of the taste. Tip. And they've put a tip here, and right. I never thought of this as a tip. Never drink the water from a hot water bottle. It doesn't taste good. Thanks.
That's grim of the grim. That's really upset me.
That's great.
I'm really sorry. That's worse than drinking the water out of an iron.
Would you drink the water from an iron?
I'd rather drink the water out of the iron than I would out of the hot water bottle.
Wow, yeah.
Because that's like cooled. I always feel sorry for Rafe at the minute. Because Rafe likes to have a little drink of water during the day.
Yeah.
But he's got to have cool, boiled water.
Tastes like shit.
I know, and I always I'm like, I'm so sorry that you're getting this really shit water that's like being boiled and now it's like lukewarm and it's just awful. So that's how I imagine that would taste.
Yeah, it's bad. Bless his little heart.
I know. Babadoo, 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 ba. Listen, thank you for listening. And I'm sorry, because I have gradually got tipsier throughout the episode. So.
Problem drinker. I, on the other hand, am fine and professional. Professional? Yeah, that's annoying. That backfired quicker than I thought it ever would.
Mr. Dickhead. Thank you for listening to this week.
Can I
have my bit?
I'm saying thank you.
Thank you for
emotional.
Listening to this week's episode of Shagmarinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. If you want to get in touch, it is shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And we'll see you on tour soon. December date's on sale. You've got to snap them up. And we're
yes!
You little bastards. We cannot wait. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.